The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Thursday, June 6th, D-Day. The 75th anniversary of the landing of our troops on Normandy and the beginning of the end for the Nazi Empire. 7:05 in the morning, the news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Of course, good morning, Sue. You're doing a wonderful job. I didn't realize that, that actually people are doing positive things about Donald Trump. They're talking, and they talked about the economy, and you kind of laid it all out today.
Did you like that? I loved it.
It was, you know what, because you don't hear that, but it was using quotes from CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post to say that this man has gone forward.
Exactly. So, and I don't think people hear enough positive
Well, they don't.
Things from about Trump in the news, in mainstream media, because so much of it is so negative. And it's like, look how much he's done. Look where we are now.
Well, you know what? And here's the thing is that he does do things that are negative. He just absolutely does.
Oh, he does.
But when you look at I don't know why people are surprised. It's the same thing like with Barack Obama. Barack Obama said what he was going to do, and people got all upset, but he had said it years before. He said, I'm going to do this and this and this, national health care. He did it all. And then Trump said, this is what I'm going to do. And now he's doing it. So obviously it resonated. But you're right. There's like 90% according to the
94%.
Media, a media group that says 90% or 92%, 94% of the stories of the major networks were negative. Right. So, but there is good news. Yeah, there's other news, too. But there's also good news when it comes to our economy and that more people are working, the wages are higher, taxes are lower. You know, there is some positive stuff.
Yes.
And, of course, Trish Clark is here with me today.
Good morning. Always love Thursday mornings. You know, it's 74 degrees already in downtown Reading. No, it's not because that's shining on it. Yes, it is. 74 degrees is what it says here. Okay. 67, whatever. It's going to get to 83 degrees today, a low of 53, mostly clear. A little cloudy out right now. On Friday, we're looking for a high of 80, low of 55. And on Saturday, a high of 88 and a low of 52. Nice weekend looking forward to. And on Sunday, back up to a high of 97, low of 65. And on Monday, going to roll right up there to 102. Hopefully that won't be the case all next week. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, it's D-Day. And there's going to be a ceremony today at the Barron's Eaton home down off of, I believe it's right across from the county jail.
That's Judge Eaton's old house?
Judge Eaton's old house that they've completely redone. It starts at 7 p.m. Linda's going to sing the national anthem. They're going to have patriotic songs, a couple patriotic songs, but then explaining what's going on or what happened on D-Day and the impact it had on the war and the impact it's had after when D-Day was the beginning of the surge that finished off Hitler in the Third Reich.
I learned that in history and all of those things as you grow up. It never had the same meaning to me until I did the tour of Normandy.
Until you go there.
Incredible. We had a guide that we were with her from like 8 o'clock in the morning so almost 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. She took us all over, explained everything, and had that kind of enthusiasm for her story that just absolutely keeps you on the edge of your seat all day long. I so appreciated after seeing the American cemetery and the German cemetery and all of the different places where they came aboard and the obstacles that they faced where they were so, the opposition was so dug in and the storming of the beaches the way they did. You just can't get an appreciation until you actually see.
Well, there are two movies at D-Day, you know, one with all these different actors, but the one's the Saving of Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Was, I think, probably as graphic as you're going to get when the landing craft hit the beaches and they open and they dropped the ramps and German gun emplacements were right there and just hit them. And they hit them with artillery and they hit them with direct fire weapons and machine guns. 9,000, it was Allied casualties were at least 10,000 with 4,000, almost 4,500 confirmed dead going across those beaches that day and fighting in there.
And the interesting part of it was, for me, that I had never really realized that it would have been way worse had it not been for the weather and the fact that they had to actually delay it from the day before, and that actually then they had floated down and actually came in places where they weren't expecting.
The wind blew them.
Yeah.
And so where everybody was supposed to land, when you do an amphibious landing, you go in by waves. And you go in where everybody's got a specific objective on the other end of the, you know, after you land and you go in, you know, right. You fight, you know, if you have to fight your way inland, then you go to an objective. Well, the wind was blowing so hard it blew the landing boats everywhere. So everybody that was coming into Utah and Omaha, their groups were broken up. So the forces were intermixed, terribly intermixed there.
And ended up coming in from behind.
But in reality,
it helped them. Because they didn't have as many casualties as they would have had they stormed in some of the areas.
Right into some of those places, and you're right. And some of the beaches did not have a lot of opposition at all.
Because that's where they were intended to land.
Utah and Omaha took the brunt of that. Also, they had landed 24,000 airborne troops, landed after midnight. And again, they were under heavy heavy anti-aircraft fire. They were coming in and they were hit. A lot of the planes were forced that they were, instead of flying a straight pattern, they had dropped lower. So they were essentially dropping paratroopers to their death. Because they'd been forced down to an altitude where their chutes won't open.
And there was one community I remember, and I can't think of the name of it right now, where there's a replica of the parachute hung on a church, and they actually saved that guy. He played like he was dead as the troops came through, and then the community captured him or got him down and took him to safety.
And this was portrayed in D-Day, and it was a guy by the name of Red Buttons, and that he landed there, and he pretended he was dead because the Germans shot at him a few times, may have even been wounded. So he just laid there, pretended like he was dead, hanging there.
And then the community saved him, and there's quite a great memorial to that. I was so inspired by that tour and the time that we spent in that area that I've never been that great a history buff, but it really inspired me to learn more about my country and actually the history. I'm fearful, Carl, that we're not teaching our children these things. They're talking about now that they're not even going to teach American history in our schools prior to World War II. Well, how do our children find out what this country is if we're not even teaching this?
Parents.
And you know, we're here also with Ashley here, and Ashley's the historian. Hi. You know, the thing is that we don't, I think. And, you know, and the part that people don't realize is that there was a couple hundred thousand men trying to get across that beach that day. Mm-hmm. The Germans were dug in, but the Germans were caught completely, well, not completely by surprise, but very much by surprise.
They didn't know they were going to come from behind them.
They thought they were coming in from different directions. And then you had the airborne troops, 24,000 of those dropping. The French resistance started blowing up train tracks and all this to keep them from being able to bring in reserves. But once they got our toehold in there, and we could start pushing in forward. And once they breached it, and they had areas along Normandy that they breached, then all of this equipment and tanks and people could start pushing through and start spreading out. And that's the idea. You kick in the door, you get in through that door, and then you start racing.
Exactly.
We used the same tactic in Desert Storm. We blew open the berms in like four different places, and it was the Marine Corps that was tasked to go into Kuwait proper, where the Army was going to make this long swing around 2 days later, after we had concentrate, after we had turned their forces toward us, then they could come in from the back and just take them out. Well, we blew up the berms, and we went just like that. The 1st Marine Division went through one. The 2nd Marine Division went through these other places that were blown up. And then just everybody just raced forward for Kuwait City.
I was impressed listening to the speeches of the Queen and the President at the dinner the other night, or at some presentation, about the relationship and that alliance and all of the troops working together. Specifically, they were speaking of American and English troops, but that great long-standing relationship. I found it interesting. You guys were talking about the positive news about Trump on the thing, but the very positive reception that he received over in England after all of the, I mean, there was some people that were protesting, but there were a whole lot of people waving American flags as well.
Yeah, and you know the. In fact, I read an article that said it's amazing that there was, you know, he got a lot of favorable press over in England, and yet not here.
Oh, that's exactly
which
right.
Which is strange because
they kept trying to point out. I'm sure there were people protesting. Well, I saw people protesting here, but they kept, and then the camera in this one thing would swing because, oh my God, they're not protesting; they're waving American flags. We can't show
these
American people that.
You know, they had that blimp of Trump, right? Well, some lady, who's, a British lady, who was pro Trump, went up and stabbed it and released all the air out of it, or helium, or whatever was in this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we have to take a break, and we might as well start off. You know, we're talking about the allies today with alliance heating and air. That's, you know, what a
great
segue. You know, that's a great segue.
Beautiful.
And you know what? And it's a veteran-owned business. Martin and Pam started this business over 25 years ago, and they can work on any type. His people can work on any type of heating or cooling systems. He provides warranties. He provides guarantees. He provides fair prices for all the work he does. If you're having a problem with the air conditioner, get on their list, or they'll get out there, especially if it's an emergency. They take, you know what, I've seen them work extra hours coming out there trying to help people because they're your friends and neighbors right there. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. It is 7:17 in the morning. It's about 68 degrees. It's going to go up to like 90s today, and we'll be right back after these messages. KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
And more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of master hypnotist Tyson. Plus country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Yeah, go to Shasta District Fair and EventCenter.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they're doing a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture. Play our Riding in Style Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win three swipe flag, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that stays with you. Drawing Sundays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Sunday, June 30th, where you could win a brand new Harley Davidson Sportster Iron 883. From Redding, Harley Davidson. Not one, but two winners. No chrome, no apologies, just an authentic ride. Riding in Style Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino. Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Shasta District Fair.
Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day, free to kids 12 and under at only $1 for everyone else.
And our Carnival Ride Special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotists.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. If for some reason you can't get us on 1460 AM, please switch over, write it down, put it on your radios, put it in your car, 96.5 FM. We push out further. It's a clear signal. It's FM signal. There, that's why we brought it in. 96.5 FM. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best at 1250 Hartnell Avenue. You buy a TV set, you can in many cases get it in the next day. You want surround sound, he can do that. He's the authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. Give him a call at 221-4144. In fact, Clyde's doing some stuff for us here. Pretty soon. And Clyde has radios, by the way. He's brand new radios at a very, very good price that are not only AM and FM and are really good receivers in them, but also weather channels and shortwave. So, you know, so next time we have fire, flood, snowstorms, earthquakes,
tornadoes,
cyclones. What else is it? Locust?
Please don't.
Okay. You can get it all. All right.
Get that. Don't put that out in the elements there.
What's on your mind here?
What's on my mind?
Well, I have a couple of things here.
Now go ahead.
Well, believe it or not, okay, now this doesn't seem big, but a foothill girl won the trap shooter, won the state championship from
nice.
Foothill. And the boy from Foothill took second. He shot 99 out of 100 targets. And so obviously the winner hit 100, but she won the state championship from right here in Foothill. And our team finished like third or fourth in the state. So it's a big shout out to Mason Blaisley, and that she took 94 out of 100. And Foothill's Brad Regan took second place with a score of 99 out of 100. So he missed one. Obviously, somebody got them all.
Yeah, amazing.
And as a team, the Cougars finished in second place. So that's great. Because
I think it's tremendous.
It is. It is because it's a sport that's catching on in a lot of places. Some of the other high schools are taking it up. And the rules are is that no shotguns are on campus. They all go out probably to the Red and Gun Club, and they practice out there. I'm not sure if it's these guys do, but I know a lot of the teams do. Go out to the Red and Gun Club, and they practice that. So that's cool.
Schools on campus, or no guns on campus.
No guns on campus.
Which shows you how things have changed, because when my son was in high school, on trap shooting day, there was guns and tobacco pickups all over the place, and kids walking across campus with their backpacks and their you know, ammo packs and their shotguns from where the parking lot was across the street to go over to the gun range.
Well,
and nobody was having any issues with that, and nobody was getting shot, and I don't know.
Nobody would try because everyone else was armed.
There you go.
Well, you know what? We can go back and say that, but society has changed so much.
Yes, very much.
Dueling tax ideas, proposals. One from the city, one from the county. The county's is a 2/3 tax that goes right to public safety, the jail. For the DA, put some people into the DA and
well,
all that.
The system.
The system.
The county system.
The county system. The cities is a general.
Absent sales tax.
Absent sales tax.
And they're going to both put them out in the next election?
Well, I don't think so. I think if they were smart, which they all are, everybody doing this is smart. Joe Comente's leading the fight for or leading the charge on the county tax. But an organization, a citizens organization, is going for the city. It would be nice to see them kind of maybe merge together and work together and say, we can achieve all of this. Now, the city wants more money because, and they say for public safety, but it's really for everything. You know, a percentage of it will go to public safety, I'm sure.
But I'm just going to tell you that, first off, I believe, and I didn't check this out, we talked about this last week, but I'm pretty sure that in order for it to be a county-wide sales tax, the cities have to buy off on that.
Well, and that's true. But I think the cities would if it's written correctly. I mean, Nick had this idea. But let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. You know, you were talking about this horrific day of D-Day. Well, I was born on this day exactly 75 years ago today, and I'll tell you what. If the people in America would put as much effort into building up America instead of tearing America down, we could be 10 times the country we are today. If we would teach our children the history of America and what it's done for how many countries in this world, and if our country would give all this stuff instead of to the other governments, to the people in this world would understand how giving and how great this country is.
Well said.
Well, it is. You know what?
Well,
you're absolutely
said,
right.
You're
and
absolutely
happy,
right.
And happy birthday, Bob. You were born on such an auspicious day.
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You betcha.
But, you know, this is one of the greatest days in the history of this country. You don't realize it, and our kids don't know it. And to me, that is not a very good thing.
Yeah, no,
no it's not. It should be. Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's what happened. Okay, we talk about sometimes people don't acknowledge. It says, the headline is, Hell Freezes Over, as Jim Acosta, Joe Scarborough, praised Trump's D-Day speech. So it was a great speech. But it was honoring the brave Allied fighters who stood in the fires of hell on the 75th anniversary, and they did. So.
Yeah. Did you see the news clip where he actually, it was very impressive with the background of FDR and then him giving the prayer?
It was
a very impressive presentation.
Right. Well, okay. So not everybody can do it. We had the opportunity also to walk on the beaches and see what, you know, and then visit the grave site and then all the other places that the people down there just love America.
They do.
American flags everywhere.
They do.
And their kids come through there, and they're told about what happened there. Now, we can't take classes of every class of kids, but you know what? If it's close, you know what? Too bad, because it would be so good for kids in the second, third grade, maybe, you know, start them then, first grade. Hey, this is what happened, and this is why. And tell them about the horrors of the Third Reich and what they were doing and why so many men and women gave their lives for this country. They gave their lives to this country because of an ideal and because of the idea of freedom and the idea of the ideal of what our Constitution and what our Bill of Rights gives us.
You know, and we do have an opportunity. I'm going to take that opportunity here just very shortly. I'm taking my oldest grandson who just graduated from high school, and we're going to Washington, D.C. And I have it all set up where he's going to have the opportunity to do have the tour of the Congress, of the White House, of the FBI offices, the Mint. We're going to go through the Pentagon, do a night tour of all of those monuments. And the stories that are there with each one of those monuments, if our kids could at least see, you know, go there and witness and see those plaques and read and go through all of those marvelous buildings back there. Our history is spelled out pretty good in those institutions. And I'm really looking forward to the trip. I think it's going to be a great thing for an 18-year-old to understand what this country's about a little bit better.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by one of the rights that were guaranteed to us under our Constitution, and that's the Second Amendment and our Bill of Rights. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, is probably the you know my favorite place in the whole area to go and peruse firearms. And the only place I buy firearms from is Bastiani Arms. They have everything that you could possibly want when it comes to firearms. And the biggest thing they have is customer service. They're just really great. Those people, John and Sarah, started this business 8 years ago, or 9 years ago, and the people working for them are all just top-flight people. Classes on CCW, hunter safety, they have it all at Bastiani Arms. And Bastiani Arms gives veterans a discount. So think about that. Located, again, at 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday, Bastiani Arms. Trish Clark and I will be back, and Ashley will be back right after these messages. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. It's about 67 degrees out there, going up to about 81 today. And it looks kind of cloudy out there.
It's a little
first
cloudy.
Came in. Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 at 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Go on down to Cornerstone Community Bank. Experience how they're moving local dreams forward. It's Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. I'm here with Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish. It is 7:36 in the morning. We're here with Ashley Esses, who
good
is
morning.
Our head engineer. And you've got, but you're also, you know, this is your true love, though. Your true love is writing.
Yes.
You've written books.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a publishing company.
Yes.
And but you're putting on a workshop for writers.
Yes. So in talking with a lot of other writers, because the quick note about the company, we're all founded by writers and to help each other get self-published. And we started extending that out to other people and offering our skills in order to help authors get published. So I am deep in especially the online writing community. And a lot of people say that their biggest obstacle to finishing their book is they don't have enough time. So other members of my team and I, we got together and was like, okay, how do we fix this? And the answer was a writer's retreat. And that's coming up in just under 2 weeks on the 19th. So we're very excited about that. We're getting all of the pieces in place now. And we have several speakers throughout.
So what kind of things do you learn in this? Or how does it work?
How to manage your time better.
And if it's a time management course, I may just have to go to it anyway. I don't write, but I just need a time management.
We are not offering a time management course. But what we are doing is it's completely technology free because a lot of people, myself, very guilty of it, distracted by the internet. And so we're going out to the base of Mount Lassen at Manzanita Lake. So you wake up without an alarm and step out of the cabin and watch the sunrise across Manzanita Lake. And you go out and you write. We don't have any activities planned before noon. Sleep in as late as you want. Go out, find your personal time in the morning, and write. And really employing that, and we have writing prompts. Actually, we've got writing prompts printed in fortune cookies because it's funny to me. So we have writing prompts and different things to get the imagination
and stirred. And they're going to be writing longhand because they're not.
Yes.
You're not doing electronic.
Yeah, nothing.
No iPads. No.
Yeah, and we are providing pens. We are providing spiral binders and whatever people need to. We're providing the resources for that. The afternoons are when the sessions are. That's when the learning happens. And so we have one session the first day, two sessions the rest of the weekdays, and then actually three on Saturday. And so each session focuses on a different aspect of the writing process. So one session that we have is an editing demo, what it's like to self-edit, to be edited, and to edit somebody else. And so we have those three samples, and you can actually watch our best editor on the team go through and what her thought process is as she's editing. Because when you learn about editing, that makes you a better author. We have cover design. We have character design. We have world building. We have a lot of different types of sessions that dig down deep into whatever these are. And these sessions are actually open to the public. So if you aren't attending the retreat, you want to just come up to Lassen for a day, bring the kids, go on a hike, come and learn about character design or story structure, you can. You can attend one session. You can attend them all. All of the sessions are open to the public.
And is there a charge for that?
Not for the sessions themselves. The charge for the retreat is just to cover housing and food because we are doing, you know, 3 square meals a day.
How many people involved?
There are going to be 3 main team leaders, and we have 2 different cabins allotted for this. We have a couple of slots left in the girls' cabin. Okay. So,
all right.
Sounds good.
If people are interested, they can.
You know what? You know, a lot of people, you know what? A book isn't everybody. Yeah. I wrote a book. Oh, yeah, years ago, and I did it.
Really?
I did it like Hemingway did. Hemingway used to go down to Sloppy Joe's, a bar in Key West, because he had a house there that he had built. Mm-hmm. And if you ever go to the house, it's really, really, you got to go see the house if you've never been there, because he was a tall man. And so he built everything kind of his size. And his wife was like 5'2". She had to put little chair or little stools everywhere so she could be there. He took a urinal out of one of the bars. I think it was, I'm not sure which one it was, but it was marble, you know, but it was an old one, and they were having to bring in new plumbing and all this. He took it home, and he made it into a drinking fountain for his cats, because he had all of these cats, Hemingway did.
Yep.
And they had 5 toes. Instead of 4 toes, they were 5-toed cats. Yeah, and to this day, you can go down, and you can see those cats are still there. Mm-hmm. I mean, not the original cats, of course, but they have bred through the years, so they've got 5 toes.
Anyway, it's actually
he would go to Sloppy Joe's. He'd take a yellow binder like we have, yellow sheets that mm-hmm. you see right here, you see everywhere, and he'd write. And he'd write and write, and he'd just drop them on the floor, until he had written enough, as he said, and mm-hmm. then he would imbibe at Sloppy's. Well, not because of Hemingway doing that, but that's the way I wrote. I wrote longhand.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized after like the 46th page that, oh, my gosh, I haven't got them all numbered. So then I had to go back through there and get every page and make sure they all match. I'm not sure to this day that they did. But I wrote over 280, 300 pages.
Nice.
You know, on these yellow pieces of paper. Yeah, it is still someplace in my closet.
Yeah, and I just November published a book. And I still have the handwritten version, the very first draft I had. Well, it's actually part of my process to handwrite everything. And then
I'm reading one of your books right now.
Yeah, and I think it's the same one.
Oh, is it? Well, it's a good book. It's exciting. It's got government, and it's got people trying to protect other people. It's pretty cool. Anyway, okay. So when's that going to be?
The writer's retreat is the 19th through the 23rd of this month. And
how do they sign up?
Go to the Aspen House website. It's aspenhousepublishing.com. And if that's confusing, then I will share the link on the Free Fire page.
Sure.
And so there's a tab with Writer's Retreat that has the schedule, that has – we are doing a – we were going to climb Lassen, but it looks like it won't be open. So we're looking at Chaos Crags on the final day. So you can actually write from a mountaintop is the idea. We are doing a hike – and all of those little events that we have going on are open to the public.
You know, it sounds like kind of might be a cool place just to kick back, you know, and just kind of be, okay, go to the the writer's workshop, but I'm not going to pay attention because I'm not writing. I'm just enjoying myself.
Yeah, and you still learn about storytelling.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
sure.
Storytelling is the one element that crosses every art form. I mean, one of your favorite dances in Dancing with the Stars was the story of life – birth
Armando.
And death.
Armando gave a dance that he had just...
That told a story.
Told a story of birth, life, love, and death.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 minutes. In 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So
the best commercials that come to mind have the story, where there's a problem of the guy smells like the steakhouse he should have used Febreze. And that's, problem solution.
Okay. Hey, Ashley Esses, it's Aspen House Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the website, sign up for this, or, you know, frankly, you can call here if you're interested, and we'll give you the information on how to get a hold of Ashley,
yep.
too. Okay. Ashley, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
I'm really thinking. Doesn't this sound cool?
It does.
It's all about strengthening the skills of writers and finishing that book if they've never written one.
And sharing among people with common interest is a great way to learn.
Absolutely. Iron sharpens iron.
Whatever you're learning, whether you're learning computers or tablets or writing or anything, when you're sharing with somebody who already knows how to do it, it's a great way to share your knowledge.
It is. Writing club is actually called The Forge from the verse of that iron sharpens iron. So we all get better together by being together.
Iron sharpens iron.
Indeed.
Wasn't that from Game of Thrones?
I think it's biblical.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. 7:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Absolutely a great place to go down and find jewelry from estate jewelry to stuff that's designed right there. So, Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Trish Clark, Carl Bott. It is 7:45 in the morning here at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, 70 degrees out there.
You'll find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of master hypnotist Tyson. Plus, country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Shasta District Fair. Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day free to kids 12 and under at only $1 for everyone else.
And our Carnival Ride Special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jamming Auto Racing.
Hypnotist.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fare admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:50 in the morning, about 72 degrees out there, going up to 81 today. Today also is they're having the beginning of the Pro-Am out there at Riverview. And when I say the beginning, today is the Special Olympics are out there. So that's when fun. The Special Olympics are playing, they invite me to play. And the reason is that they need somebody that doesn't play as well as the kids from in the Special Olympics or the people in the Special Olympics. And I'm right there with
looking
them.
Good by juxtaposition.
Boy, I tell you what, there. You know what? I'm just. You know what? The definition of hacker. And there's my picture. You know, hacker when it comes to golf. There's my picture in the dictionary. Hey, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. We've got something in common. I wrote a book, too. In fact, mine was published. It's a cookbook, 101 Ways to Walk Your Dog.
Oh.
That's you awesome. Walk Your Dog. Oh, that was good, Nick. I like that.
Hey, she might want to have me up there to cater a meal. We could have Haven Humane supply the protein.
Hey, Nick, I know that some of the women are talking about getting a hold of you because you're offering, what was it? You take people out on kayak tours. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I'm a kayaking machine. In fact, I'm going. If somebody wants to get up at 4:30 and head out with me in the morning, they're welcome to.
A kayaking machine. Okay. What you got, buddy?
Well, you know what? I've got nothing but favorable compliments about the tax I proposed. And I listened on the archives to Ken Murray, and, you know, he was even in favor of it.
Oh, he was.
Really surprised me.
No. The idea, I think, is a solid idea. I think that Joe Comente's idea is along those lines.
Yep. Let me intervene, though. You know, we do have a support mechanism to get the word out, which would be the Patriots. And we've got somebody in each community that I know they'd get behind and rally. And, that being said, and Roger Moore liked the idea, and that's great. But I read the paper about Joe Comente and his idea, and the city of Redding's also. And I personally would not vote for either one of them, and nobody I've talked to would either, because a safety tax just covers too much ground, you know. And not necessarily this supervisor's board, but, you know, they have been untrustworthy in the past, and we're just afraid if you stick a little crack up there, they'll stick a crowbar in it, and it'll completely turn out to be used for something else.
Well, you know what? I understand what you're saying. I understand, you know, what happened with the city and the city taxes, because there was a big problem there. I think I don't think that this is finished up, the whole thing. It's been broached. I think people are starting to, you know, will start getting their arms around it. I think, though, that there's room there for adjustment from the public.
I think there's room for what's going to have to happen in order for the citizens to vote for any kind of a tax is that it's going to have to be simple, very absolutely explained exactly what the money's going to go for, with no possibility of any deviation by any future board. It's going to have a built-in sunset where we take another look at it at some point.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to have to be countywide.
That's right. I couldn't agree with you more. And I believe that's what you and I and Carl put our heads together and came up with, and it addresses all of the issues that are there. But, you know, it's just got to be just like you said. And I believe a jail will go miles to curing our crime problem.
And you know what? And we're looking at a jail that doesn't have to be a maximum security jail.
Not
That's
all of
absolutely
it.
right.
So, you know, and that right there will make a difference. But,
and it's
you know,
a
Nick,
win-win
I would,
for everybody.
I would really like to see you sit down with Joe.
Well, you know what? He gave me a call, and we are going to get together.
He
and,
is a man.
Talk.
I like Joe a lot because he's a man that listens,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't believe that he's got the only idea in the room.
You know, that's right. And I find him trustworthy from what I've seen so far. I would take his word. But you know what? At the end of the day, you've got to have three supervisors go along with it.
I think you will.
I think you need the city councils to go along with it.
And
too.
I think that if it's approached right, and one of the things you said was these people that are, you know, Chris and his group, they're wanting to do the half cent for the city. He wants to reach out to them and get them on board. And I think we have a better chance. Frankly, I think it's a much better chance for a 2/3 vote if we get the cities online, which they have to be, and people see where the money's going and see the money that's going to be freed up that goes back into the city and cities and back into the county this tax. That's the bottom line that they see. Well, this much money is going to come back in, so now we can hire more police and more firemen.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one thing I'm finding troubling is I don't believe that the idea that we're pushing has an equal forum because I submitted my letter to the editor 3 weeks ago. And it hasn't been in there. And I suspect, just like when Carol Ferguson was running the show up there, that they are behind the city and they don't really want to publish another idea.
No.
And so thank you very much for the forum you provided.
Well, you know what? This is something that severely, severely impacts. I mean, we're at the point. I mean, we're having the shooting at the – I realize it was gang-related and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's still a shooting at our library. You know – and we have gangs. And Roger Moore talked about the gangs we have. They're below the surface, and the police put a whole lot of effort in discouraging gangs around here.
The point is, though, if in fact you have this sales tax and you're getting rid of a bunch of the people that are causing problems on a regular basis that take up a considerable amount of time for the police departments, then they will free up officers to look at some of these other gang problems and things that take a little more research and a little more investigations to get to the bottom of
it. That's right.
Another thing I found troubling, I was talking to a younger gal yesterday, and she says, well, that's the way Redding's always been. And you know what? Redding hasn't always been
that way since she was born,
and she doesn't. That gets back to teaching about the history. Thanks, Nick, very much for calling this morning.
We've got an opportunity to put an end to this crime. I hope we grasp it and take it.
Yeah,
Have a great day.
We'll just see what's going to happen here in the next couple months or next month because we're talking about November of 2020.
There you go.
Of the being the or November of 2000. I guess they could put it on
the June election.
No, June, but next November though of 2019. Can they do that in November? Is there an election there?
No.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, all right. Thanks.
Thanks, Nick.
Okay.
Carl, I want to bring up one thing. You know, everyone knows that I'm very involved with the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson. And last year, the Anderson Rotary had offered to do a fundraiser. Now, that's a standalone senior center. There's no government funding. It's owned by the seniors. It's self-supporting. And we've got some needs. I mean, you know, the exterior is needing some work again, maintenance on the facility, and we need the opportunity to have a huge fundraiser to do that. The Anderson Rotary offered to do a prime rib dinner for us last year. Then we had the car fire. And about the time it was coming up, and we canceled our fundraiser because we felt that the needs of the community were more important at that time.
Yeah.
However, it is coming back up. We're going to be doing, the Anderson Rotary is doing a prime rib dinner for the Frontier Senior Center on July 20th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's going to be, we all know the Anderson Rotary is known for their cooking, so it's going to be a delightful meal. $35 is going to be a gun raffle, with lots of guns available. There's going to be a big raffle ticket going on. There's a special gun raffle for a Kimber handgun. And so there's going to be a lot of stuff going on down there. I'm really reaching out to the businesses in the community, if you will. Think about buying a table, $350 for a table. Treat your employees, bring them down, really want to see you down there. And if you have any questions, give me a call or give the Frontier Senior Center a call.
You got it. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break and we come back. Dan Beans, the director of the Redding Electric Utility, will be with us.
You're listening to KCNR AM 1460, also heard at 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. 75 years ago today, D-Day in Normandy, the turning of the tide of Nazi domination of Europe. President Trump was there to pay his respects.
Before the war, many had never ventured beyond their own community. Now they had come to offer their lives half a world from home.
The president was joined by French President Emmanuel Macron and many members of Congress, but this wasn't a day for politicians. It was a day set aside to honor the heroes, the vets.
As he returned to Normandy this week, 94-year-old British vet Donald Hitchcock remembers the anticipation.
You can't imagine the feelings within people who took part from our angle, sailing into the unknown.
Once the invasion began, the unknown became all too real.
The water was full of dead men.
Jim Radford was a galley boy on a civil tug. He was just 15. Surrounded by death, he grew up fast.
I grieve for them then as I do now, but you hadn't time to do anything about that. You had to focus on what you had a job to do.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
President Trump is signaling he's planning to move forward with tariffs on Mexican imports unless more progress is made at the border.
While Mexico's foreign minister says he's optimistic about the talks, President Trump tweeted from Ireland there isn't enough progress to stop him from launching the import taxes on Monday. But some Republicans in Congress are threatening to take steps to block the tariffs.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. At least one cadet is dead, 22 people injured in a training accident at West Point this morning. Officials say the injuries and death occurred when a medium tactical vehicle they were riding in overturned on a dirt road during summer training activities. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. New tax reform guidelines have increased the success of the Fresh Start Initiative. Pay attention. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Tax Problem Solvers at 1-800-928-7418. 1-800-928-7418. You'll speak to tax experts that will analyze your tax matter and tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Ignoring the IRS is not an option, and doing so puts you at greater risk. Let us deal with the IRS on your behalf so you don't have to. New guidelines have made it easier to qualify for a fresh start. But this won't last, and your tax problem will only get worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It makes a big difference in who you call. Contact the hotline today for a free six-step guide to reduce your taxes. 1-800-928-7418. That's 1-800-928-7418.
The government plans to start posting a list of troubled nursing homes.
Following an Associated Press report this week, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has announced it will begin posting a list of troubled nursing homes around the country. CMS already publicly identifies 88 facilities that are in the Special Focus program, but that group's number was limited only because of budget cuts that reduced money available for focused inspections, according to documents and interviews. The AP reported Monday that Pennsylvania's U.S. Senators Bob Casey and Pat Toomey found conditions at 400 facilities to be indistinguishable from those in the government's Special Focus program. Mike Gracia, Washington.
It's graduation day at a California high school where nearly every student lost their home in last year's wildfires. Some of the nearly 220 graduates say the fire actually brought them closer together. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. New tools are coming to fight robocalls, but don't expect the unwanted calls to disappear.
The robocall problem has exploded because cheap software makes it easy to make mass calls. Federal agencies have fined scammers hundreds of millions, but It's been difficult to collect. Many of the callers are overseas. On a vote Thursday, the FCC is clarifying the phone companies can block many unwanted calls without asking customers first. But determined scammers and telemarketers are likely to find ways to get through as they are good at wriggling through defenses. John Scott reporting.
YouTube is updating its hate speech policies to prohibit videos with white supremacy and neo-Nazi viewpoints. It also plans to delete videos that question the veracity of well-documented events such as the Holocaust. The changes come as YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and other online services face mounting concern that the services allow and in some cases foster extremism. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know, put 96.5 on your radio and in your car because it's a, you know, I just will admit it's an FM signal that goes clearer and longer. And right now, until we're doing different types of repairs all out there on the tower and the transmitter, so we can get a steady signal in 96.5. But every so often we have to go out there and replace something on the transmitter. It's been running nonstop now for over 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about that, that's not bad. I mean, anyway, I'm here with Trish Clark.
And it's how warm is it outside? About
right
75 degrees.
Well, you know what? The
reason we stumble with that is we have this little thing that tells me what it is, but the sun's shining on it. So
it's 72.
It's 72 degrees in downtown.
We're close today.
We're looking for a high today of 83 and a low of 53. A little cloudy out there, but it's supposed to be mostly clear. And on Friday, a sunny high of 80 and a low of 55. On Saturday, a high of 88 and a low of 82. On Sunday, back up to the higher temperatures, a 97 and a low of 65. And by the first of the week, we're looking at a temperature of 102 again. So enjoy the cool weekend and be ready for the heat next week. Our weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, I just want to remind everybody today at 7 o'clock down at the Eaton House, which is at 1520 West Street, we have there's going to be a Patriots Remembrance Day. It's going to be a celebration of the landing, the 75th anniversary of the landing of our troops on Normandy for D-Day. It's going to have a flag presentation, Pledge of Allegiance, a national anthem, people sharing about their families who landed on D-Day, who had parents or relatives who fought on D-Day, the dedication of a plaque, and then the history of D-Day. It'll go from 7 to 8, and they're going to have ice cream there for an ice cream social during, you know, right after it's over. So it's going to be great down there. So head on down there, be down there at the Eaton House, just park anywhere around there, and be there before a little bit before 7.
Yeah, and Carl, just a note that actually we're both wrong on that weather. It's actually only 68. I didn't think it was that warm. National Weather Service is 68.
Okay, well, then I think you're right. So this is I'm just totally flummoxed again. Okay.
Okay.
We're here, though, with a guy who's never flummoxed. And that's Dan Beans, who's the director of the Reading Electric Utility. And I don't know, you've been on several times before, Dan, and I just always enjoy hearing what's going on there and you dispelling rumors or bad information. Like, no, electric bills are not going up. And, in fact, they've been level for years and, in some cases, going down.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, next year, 2020, our rates won't go up, and so in 2020 you'll have rates the same or lower effectively than we did in 2014.
Think about that. Think about it's not a competitor, but another power company in this state called PG&E, what they're doing to their customers.
For those of us that live in the unincorporated area, this is tough for me to sit here and listen to.
Well, but the other thing about it is people don't realize how bad it can be or it will get with PG&E.
Right. Well, we have an advantage because we're publicly owned. We're owned by the people. Mm-hmm. We serve the people. If we collect too much money, our reserves build. The council controls our finances and our priorities. So, you know, PG&E's got a much more spread out system, and they have shareholders that they're beholden to. We don't have that. We have the people.
And PG&E just declared themselves. Can you explain a little bit about their bankruptcy? Because people don't have to worry about losing, you know, not them going out of business, though, even though they've declared bankruptcy and there's people suing them for billions of dollars. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not an expert on any of that. There's attorneys that specialize in all that. But, I mean, the whole point of bankruptcy is just to reorganize yourself so you can get financially sound and then hopefully pay your obligations.
And from what I understand, because of the law, they cannot be sued out of business. They have to be because of their because of what they produce, the electricity and the power and all this, is that they can go to a certain point, but they will not be put out of business. In other words, you can sue them for billions, but if that means they shut down, that's not going to happen.
Well, as you indicated, it's a reorganization process, and it's just a way to figure out how to handle the debt they have and continue to produce and provide electricity. Okay. Get half the state on PG&E. You're not going to just
you can't close them down
and say, okay, now somebody else has to do it.
Because they've started fires that have cost lives and all this. And but they are, because you see it on the you see lawyers on the all the time saying, even though they're going into bankruptcy, doesn't mean you can't get your share if your house burned down because of their negligence. So I know that's not what you're doing, Dan, but this just kind of shows us though how blessed we are to have our own little public owned utility right here.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a blessing. And even our 60-square-mile footprint is very helpful. It's easier for us to keep an eye on our system.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, PG&E will be possibly doing preemptive power shutoffs for public safety.
What does that mean, a preemptive shutoff?
So red flag warnings, high wind, low humidity, high temperatures. They have an algorithm they use. San Diego Gas and Electric was the first, I believe, to start that program as far as analyzing and trying to come up with when you have the highest fire threat. And so they've hired, like, meteorologists. They've put in hundreds of weather stations. And so basically they look at it and they go, historically, when the weather's like this, we have a good chance of a fire, so we're just going to shut off the power in these areas that are higher threat.
So now, what this just means is if you're there and you've got a freezer full of food or air conditioning,
It's 110 degrees and your power is going to be out for three days and you can't water your yard.
Right. It's definitely a very difficult concept, especially for utility, because our goal for the last 100 years has been to keep the lights on. So to shut them off ahead of time, we always shut off power if there's a safety issue, like CAL FIRE or police or our fire department calls us and says, hey, we have an incident over here. Please shut off the power. We do it all the time. Mm-hmm. But to shut off power just because it's hot, dry, and windy in the summertime, that's a harder one to swallow.
Well, and if you look at the history of the North State and the swath that they're looking at, we're going to be without power a good deal of the time.
Well,
if that's the criteria.
Right. Half of our service territory in Redding is in the Tier 2, Tier 3 fire threat areas. So that affects 10 of our 11 substations. 42 of our 56 circuits. So you're talking a majority of the city.
And if you did that, we would just shut down for the summer.
It would be bad. So
let's all go someplace for the summer.
Yeah. So
we don't do that.
We're bringing our plan to council. They can tell us to do something different, but our initial plan is we're going to do other things.
And that's what we're going to talk about as soon as we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark and her people are there for you. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. And Sharon Clark is just good people. Trish Clark, and who is not a relation to Sharon Clark, and myself, are here on Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It's 8:13 in the morning, and it's 68 degrees out there.
A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day,
1099.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 AM, FM and 1460 AM. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Here on the 6th of June, D-Day, 8:18 in the morning, 68 degrees, 69 degrees today, going up to 81. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the most complete firearms instruction you're going to find anywhere in California, anywhere from concealed carry to unarmed defense to defense of your home. Classes all the time at Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Trish and I are here with Dan Beans, who is the director of the Reading Electric Utility. And the big news is the plan they have so that we don't get into the same problems that PG&E is, which is going to do preemptive turnoffs, which is going to have a huge impact for everybody except people in Reading. That have their own electric utility.
For sure.
But you have a plan, and this is a multi-million dollar, multi-year plan to ensure that we're safe out there.
Correct. And, well, first of all, part of the reason why if PG&E shuts off their power, it doesn't affect us is because we are directly connected to the Western Area Power Authority and their 230 kV and hydro system.
Okay.
So even though we're all part of the bigger grid. We're not like some of these other cities like Healdsburg, where if PG&E shuts them off, they shut the whole town off, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Even though they're a privately owned enterprise.
Exactly.
So you're hooked up to the right group.
We are very fortunate to be connected to WAPA.
Whoever thought this up years ago really had it together.
Or they got lucky.
Or they got lucky. Let's just think that. No. These are our planners that knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
I'm going in that direction.
Now, yeah, being partnered with WAPA is huge.
It is.
It's huge.
Okay, so what's the plan?
So you've heard about the first part of the plan. So the background is last fall, the state passed the new law, SB 901, requiring all utilities, investor-owned and public, to have a wildfire mitigation plan. The PUC is overseeing those plans for the investor-owned, but our city council is our PUC, so they're the ones who are going to approve our plan. So this is a plan we have to do every year, and so this is the first one is due by January 1, 2020. Given how things have been going here in Reading, we're not waiting until January 1 to get our preliminary plan out. So this plan will be presenting hopefully to council on June 18th. It's got some holes in it still. It's got some programs that are going to be under development. But the first program that we rolled out, council approved May 7th, hires 12 apprentice firefighters, 6 firefighters, assistant fire marshal, and 3 workers to help do more clearing. So that whole program is to improve fire response if we do start a fire with our facilities, and also do much more vegetation management to a much higher level.
So let's go over this again. 12 apprentice firefighters. Now, is that do they work for RU or do they work for the city?
And all the firefighters will work for the fire department.
Okay. And then so you've got 12 apprentice. You've got 3 full-time. Am I right?
6 full-time regular firefighters.
Right, okay. Yeah. And then you've got 3 workers that are out there all the time clearing brush.
Yep. They work for actually the community services department.
So okay.
They'll work on our behalf.
Okay.
And then we'll have an assistant fire marshal who will do the coordination working with us and our arborists and to make sure that what we're doing is coordinated with what we need to do.
So we've added firefighters to our everyday work. Do they have a secondary job?
The main goal with the 6 firefighters is to improve and increase the response when there is a fire.
Okay.
Because right now,
no matter where it is.
Yeah, because right now our firefighters typically are running 2 men on an engine.
Exactly, but, and they can't even do anything until there's at least 4 people there.
Right. So
if you're not,
it's 3. Well, 3 or 4, but
it depends on the situation.
It depends on the situation. If there's, but we know our firefighters.
Wild line 3, yeah.
Yeah.
But to have an electric utility in California, you got to have that support. So PG&E is actually hiring firefighter type.
That's what I heard. I've heard they're hiring it too.
And so this is our way of getting that support with our own fire department.
Okay. So, and the reason we're doing this is one, it's going to be a new law that starts in 2020, which you pointed out, but we're not waiting because of what we've seen, what can happen to our city. And this way also that if a tree falls on, even if it's not your tree, a city tree, but say it's somebody's tree in the yard, and we've got like a house across the street, it's got these huge trees. Everybody's always looking because it can reach any of us. If it fell and took it out, you'd want to be able to get people there quickly.
Right. And yeah, we do. We meet the state standards for clearances from our lines to vegetation. The problem is there's trees that are outside the right-of-way that we don't have a right to touch. Well, if those trees are dying and fall, then that obviously creates a problem. So with our program, we're hoping to expand. One, the state's expanded how far we have to trim. And two, we want to work with whoever owns the property around us to make sure that we can get our lines clear and make sure that if we start something.
What does that mean, that if you say, even though that it's not city property, if you go to the owner and say, hey, look, we'd like to clear this area, and, you know, it's not going to cost you anything, but we need to clear this area to make sure we don't have a problem here.
Right, and we do that now. Like if somebody has a tree that's been affecting our line, we go and talk to them, hey, can we take this tree out?
And you're allowed to go on public property to do that?
If they give us permission, we can do that.
Oh, good. That's good to know.
No, it is good to know because I think if last summer wasn't a wake-up to everybody around here, I don't know what will ever wake them up.
Right.
The fact is that you can say what caused the fire and all that, but mitigation of this by going out and clearing a lot of this ladder fuel out, you know, and all these around the area, or if something does happen and it falls, that there's nothing really big for it to start with. And this is a, I mean, this is a continuous round the year job.
It is, which is why we're not doing just seasonal type of things. So the apprentice firefighters will be doing vegetation management and clearing also.
Oh, wow.
And fire response.
So there, you've got them, you know, you could have 15 people out at one time on different areas clearing.
Right.
This is a statewide problem in the state of California. You know, how many years ago, 20-some years ago, we stopped managing our wildlands and our forests, and now we burn them.
Yep.
And we've got to get back to management and clearing and creating defensible spaces where when these, because fires are going to start.
Yep.
They just are.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
we need to get rid of the ground fuel so they can't get such a good running start going where we can actually control them and they can burn through. We burned in the history of our state, we burned every year and kept all that small stuff down. So the fires would burn through and not get into the crowns of the trees.
Right.
We've got
it's
a long
now.
Time without managing our forests, and we need
we
to start
burn,
again.
We burn like 15%, maybe even 100% less than, maybe even more than 100% than Florida does. Florida burns many more trees and clears out underbrush every year with controlled fires than we do in California.
Yeah. Well, we haven't done a good job of that for the last, since the spotted owl.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
well, fortunately,
we all know that history.
Yeah, fortunately, we have a transmission line that basically circles the city, and so that can become our purpose and reason.
Defensible space.
Yeah, defensive. And so the whole community is going to benefit from what we need to do.
So you're talking about, through this program that you all have come up with and that the city council is going to put into effect, we're putting a fire break around the city.
In essence, it'll become like that, yeah. There already is some of that. With the WAPA lines and the RU lines already, but it's going to be even more resilient than that. So.
Because everybody thinks, well, we burn everything. No, we haven't burned
everything.
Oh,
no, we missed a lot.
There's plenty of places in this town that can burn.
Well, that snowstorm brought down.
Oh.
So there's so much dead. There's limbs still hanging up in trees, and you can start seeing them browning now.
Well, with this hot weather now where everything's kind of drying out, I have a huge tree across the street from me that got the snow and the whole thing like that, and a absolutely huge branch came off of it yesterday.
Yep.
With nothing, just out of nowhere, I woke up and here it is crossing the street.
Widowmakers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So, and the other thing is, even though we had the car fire and it burned a bunch on the west side, you give that about 2-3 years or less, it will reburn again.
Already, walk back through it right now because just with the rains last year and the growth and the underbrush. You know, get in there and clean it up really well.
Without that tree cover, the weeds and the brush will start coming up. That'll become those ladder fuels again. And then those trees are nicely kiln dried. You have to get that stuff cleaned up.
Yeah. And so we've come up. You know what I like so much about this plan, Dan, is it's proactive. We're taking, we're putting it into effect. Yeah, it's going to cost money, but we don't have a choice. One, and two, it sounds like it's a plan that has been thought out. And you said there's some programs, though, that have not come to fruition yet.
Yeah, so this SB 901 plan is a larger plan that hopefully council will approve the basic concept in June. But it's got four programs we envision that are in it. So the first program we've already talked about, and that's the firefighters. And that we call that the Wildfire Prevention and Improved Response Program. There's three others. One of them is just a 10-year capital plan where we are very specific about hardening the system. Maybe we underground some sections. Maybe we use, you know, different technologies as far as the system itself. Then we have a technology support program that will help us do things like cameras, weather stations, radio systems, and basically make sure that when we do have emergencies, we have a robust system that works citywide. And then we have a fourth part, which is emergency operations program. And the city has an EOC, Emergency Operations Center, that they do if there's a disaster. But many times the fire department runs that. They're not; they don't have enough staff to run that every time. And especially during a fire, they're doing fireworks. So,
yeah, because we never have enough firemen.
Right. So RU is going to – we learned a lot from our – not. It wasn't always awesome during the snowstorm. A lot of people were frustrated with that. That was a lot of outages, a lot of time. It was a huge event, and I don't know that everybody appreciates how many trees were on, how many sections of line. regardless.
If it was like my house and I'm right downtown.
We had a line down.
It wasn't an electric line. It'd be maybe a telephone. I'm not sure. I'm actually not sure what that line was, but it dropped in the street because of the tree on it. But it was not an electric line because there's no sparking or anything like this, and it stayed there for a little bit. I have a feeling if it was an electric line, there'd be people all over that.
Right, and that's the other beautiful thing about the plant, the program that's already been approved. Those apprentices and those other guys doing wilds, those guys can help us during storm events and help open roads and clear trees so crews can get access to the lines.
Great.
So that's going to be huge. But
we're here with Dan Beans, who is the director of the Redding Electric Utility. This is a plan that's going to take – it's already starting to take effect, but it is in conjunction with the state plan for mitigation and prevention of fires in urban areas here for us and to keep our power on. Now, because of the planning that whenever they set up REU and the planning had us, so we were not dependent on PG&E, which is good. And so we did not lose power like many other places did when PG&E was turning it off. And also now PG&E has gotten permission to do preventive turnoffs. I'm not sure that's what it's called, but what's it called?
Public safety power shutoff,
I believe. Public safety power shutoff, because if it looks like it could be a fire in that area, they're just going to shut off the power to make sure there's no fire, even if the wind's blowing and the temperature's to a certain amount and, like probably six other things on there. But we're taking here in Redding, and with REU taking the lead on this, with City Council approving it and giving direction, we're going to put a fire break around Redding. So we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at River Commons. River Commons Senior Living is much more than just a place you can hang your hat. This is a place where people enjoy themselves. This is an activity center. It's a place where you can live. You can bring your small animals with you, gourmet chefs, activity directors. They have it all there. And they want you to come down and take a look at this. So some people that lost their homes during the car fire, they're now living there, and they're having, they don't have to worry about fires. They don't have to worry about plumbing, cooking, any of those things. They've got it all right there at River Commons Senior Living. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. We'll be right back with Dan Beans, director of the Redding Electric Utility.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It's your talk radio. It's about 70 degrees out there on the 6th of June, D-Day. The 75th anniversary of D-Day is today. I want to remind everybody that tonight at 7 o'clock at 1520 West Street at the Eaton Home, there's going to be a ceremony with the raising of the flag, a flag presentation, the Pledge of Allegiance, of course, the National Anthem, some patriotic songs, and introducing people who had family that landed at Normandy. Of course, as most of you all know, my dad landed at Normandy that day, on D-Day, and the recognition of military. So please, come on down there. It's going to last an hour, and then there's an ice cream social right afterwards, and they've got the ice cream. So get there, you know, maybe quarter till 7, park, and just enjoy yourselves tonight at the Eaton House. I'm here with Dan Beans. And Dan is the director of REU, and we've been talking for the last 20 minutes about the mitigation plan that REU has put into, process already. And it's a multi-million dollar plan, not like a $20 million plan, but it's $8 million over the next 4 years.
That's the first part of it.
There's more. And the idea behind this, if I can grasp this quickly, is hiring 12 apprentice firefighters, 6 regular firefighters, and 3 people to work strictly on removing vegetation. But you can use the 12 apprentice firefighters also for helping with the vegetation, clearing things in case there is another snowstorm we have and all these trees have come down. And the bottom line is clearing it's almost like putting a fire break around the city of Redding. Yeah. And all this is from our tax dollars that you really like seeing to go in for something like this. I mean, you really do. I mean, this is after what happened. I mean, we've got to do something.
Right. And actually, once this, once council approves this wildfire mitigation plan, which, like I mentioned, they've approved the first program with the firefighters, but there's 3 more programs as part of this. Once this is approved, then if CARB will get their act together on how we can use greenhouse gas money, there's some more money that the council's already approved that's waiting in the wings that can be used for even more vegetation management. That'll be part of carbon removal. So we have...
That makes sense,
yeah.
Because if you remove it, then it doesn't go into the atmosphere.
Yeah, last year, fires in California produced more pollution or as much pollution as every electric power generated through this whole state all year. So we're trying to do renewable energy, do all these things, reduce carbon, and then if we keep letting our state burned down, we're kind of just shooting ourselves in the foot.
Yeah, no matter how many flatulent cows you have out there, it doesn't make any difference when we burn hundreds of thousands of acres because all that goes right up into the atmosphere.
Exactly.
It releases it slowly, I mean, when in trees. So just removing just all the ground cover is huge.
Yeah.
Well, okay. This sounds like a great plan.
Well, we're trying to do everything we can. We learned a lot during the fire, during the snowstorm even, about our communications and how we need to work on that. And even responding to emergency type situations. I mean, during that snowstorm, you know, the city asked all non-essential personnel to stay home, but, you know, we didn't actually have a list of, you know, who's essential? What are the assignments? What are we going to do?
So, who's essential out here?
I mean, we know, you know, linemen and people like that are essential. They're going to be doing their job, of course. But, you know, we're going to come up with a program, emergency operations program, that will say, okay, here's your normal duties are this. But during a high fire threat or during a snowstorm or during a big outage, you now have another assignment, and here's what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a very dialed-in plan that is going to hopefully provide much better customer service, much better communication. The city is also putting together a communication team to help centralize and get messages out on social media. And all
well, that. The Chief Moore was on yesterday, and he's talking about people signing up for the Red through Shascom, so they can get on, be on the Red Alert. That it calls, you know, they'll call any number of phones that you put on there to let you know, no matter where you are, that there's an emergency in your area. Non-essential personnel. It's so funny because. Back in the Pentagon, if they had these snowstorms, it's okay, all non-essential personnel don't show up today. Well, people go, well, I'm non-essential now, you know, that kind of thing. You know, people would be like vying to go, oh, yeah, I know I'm non-essential, but I really think I'm essential, that kind of thing. But the snowstorm has left us a bigger problem than people realize with all these trees that are down. And somebody the other day was telling me out in their green area, green belt where people are camping.
Yep.
All those trees are down. Nobody has gotten to them yet. And they're really worried that there's going to be a fire out there and all of this tinder is out there.
Yep. Yeah. The amount of fuel out there from the storm, it's huge. Like, we're getting on this right now, but, I mean, we're already behind because the trees are dying and the grass is growing and people are running
and people
around
are out there starting fires.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, they don't mean to start a fire that gets away, but it gets away.
It does.
So so this is another problem. So this is another thing that the 12 apprentice and the three guys are out there. The three people out there are doing.
Yeah, part of the one of our strategies to improve our wildfire mitigation is. Situational awareness, and that will hopefully include, we're planning on putting out cameras, and there's a website, alertwildfire.org, that you can go log on to, and you can look at North Bay section, and you can see that there's actually a camera on South Fork right now that PG&E sponsors, and there's a couple in Trinity County that they sponsor. Well, our plan is, what I want to see is I want to see camera coverage, real-time camera coverage, sponsored by RU that the citizens can log into and they can see. And so we'll be watching that and we'll have this 360 view or whatever of our service territory to make sure.
Okay, something from above so you can start seeing if there's something there. And then you've got guys or girls always looking at these cameras too.
We've got 24-hour operations center, yeah.
Yeah, making sure.
And so, you know, on the power shutoff, I mean, we want to do tangible things mm-hmm. that would keep us from having to do something that drastic. So, during a high fire, like even I think this Friday through Sunday, there's higher fire weather.
Yeah, it is. It's going to go up to 100, and there's going to be wind. So we could see PG&E turning off power right now.
Yeah, it's. I don't know what they're going to do, but you know, for us, I want us to just operate differently, be on higher alert, put the community on alert. Everybody just stand by. Don't do anything crazy. Be ready. We have our fire department ready.
The burn season is over.
Let's keep the power on so the CAL FIRE guys and the U.S. Forest Service can get their planes in the air and put things out quickly.
Yeah. Hey, Trish had to leave. She had to go to a LAFCO meeting.
Oh, I was wondering. Okay. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay.
And Linda's on here,
just
though.
To let you know before we take a break, I popped in because we're going to be in this
Special Olympics
golf tournament. It's the beginning of the Pro-Am. The Pro-Am happens this weekend at Riverview. But yesterday, Chief Moore, I just want to always, when people say nice things behind your back, I think it's important to tell you how you know, you have a great reputation. People think you're doing a great job. Those leaders and pillars of the community, you know, think that you're in there really, you know, doing a great job. So know that when you drive down every day over the, over Buckhorn, that, you know, that you're, what you're doing is making a difference.
Well, thank you.
Well, it's true. And this plan that y'all are coming up with could, you know, it's I really believe it's going to save lives. It's going to save property. And the city council should be applauded for getting on board with this also and getting all this done. A fire break. I keep seeing this because we are in this. We have our power is in a circle around our city, which means is that you can clear out everything around there, including private property if they give you permission. And that's gonna slow down things. That'll give us some defensible ability too. So
yeah. And if there's real threat trees that are private property and the owner doesn't want to work with us, we might end up with more heavy-handed.
Yeah, you can go in there and just say, hey, look, this is a
forest trim. Yeah, this is a public safety.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. If you're listening and if you're really paying attention, want to take your calls for four free Mamma Mia tickets at the break, 605-4567. We'll be right back after these messages.
Find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of master hypnotist Tyson. Plus country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Yeah, go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Play our riding in style swipe to win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win three slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that stays with you. Drawing Sundays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Sunday, June 30th, where you could win a brand new Harley Davidson Sportster Iron 883. From Reading, Harley Davidson. Not one, but two winners. No chrome, no apologies, just an authentic ride. Riding in style swipe to win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino. Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Shasta District Fair. Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day free to kids 12 and under at only $1 for everyone else.
And our Carnival Ride Special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotists.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:50 in the morning. It's 70 degrees out there, going up to 81. And, I'm all excited here because Linda's back and she's all dressed up to go play golf. You would think that, you know what, you look like you could.
Hey, what a great day to play golf, even if I can hit the ball. You know, it'll be a miracle. So I think that I'm probably the sideshow. Anyway, I want to give you a quick update with the weather. It's going to be 83 today. We do have overcast skies, which makes it, you know, rather, you know, cool. It's more cool. Cooler outside, excuse me. Mostly clear tonight with lows of 53. Tomorrow calls for a high of 80 and our clear skies on Friday night with low of 55. Sunny and 88 on Saturday. Hot on Sunday with a 97 and Monday 102. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793. And congratulations, Judy. You won the four tickets and then Bruce, you called and I said, oh, why not two more? So we gave away six tickets today for Mamma Mia. Listen in tomorrow. We have more tickets. And these are going to be redeemed for opening weekend. So you have to go and you get the tickets from us. They're vouchers. You go into the Cascade box office, and they will give you specific seating. All right? So that's how this deal works. And we're going to have more next week.
Okay.
That's it.
We're here with Dan Beans, who is the director of Redding Electric Utility. We've been talking about wildfire mitigation and also emergency preparedness, how they're going to work on so that we have 24 hours of being able to get to people, you know, and, you know, because that was one of the problems during, because the lines were down and there was some confusion there. But again, nobody expected a snowstorm like that.
Yeah.
I mean, and I hate to say this, well, everybody should have prepared. Well, how do you prepare for something that hasn't happened in 40 years?
Right. That. We've only used mutual aid. The car fire was the first time we called it mutual aid. The snowstorm was the second time in our history. So those are basically huge events. And just the magnitude of how many trees fell was crazy.
And Sue's car exploded.
Huh?
Sue, our producer, her car. She was the first person that we ever talked to in the during the fire, and her car literally. A wire went down, and her
was,
she was the
was
first.
Was it the snow or it was the snow or the fire?
It was. Well, yes, it was in the middle of the snowstorm, and I'm just going to leave it at that. So,
okay.
Yeah. It had a line involved. So, there you go.
And they, but, you know, people were trying to get, you know, but you all were inundated.
Well, the phone lines weren't always working. Cell towers were crowded. And there was
a
lot
of
stuff going
on. Of course.
But in any event, there's no sense in making excuses. We just need to always improve. And so,
no, and you know what? You learn from a tragedy,
absolutely.
And you figure out, okay, wait, where were there holes? What do we do next? How do we, you know, improvise and you get better?
You don't learn by success.
Yeah,
when things happen.
Yeah, one of the things we don't have on most of our vehicles is the GPS to know where they are. We don't have that. And so during the snowstorm, that'd been really handy.
Oh, yeah.
And so part of this wildfire mitigation plan includes the technology piece I mentioned, and so that expanding that automatic vehicle location, and not just RU, but to other vehicles in the city, so we can have a coordinated emergency response.
So you can bring 12 cars or trucks into an area instead of trying to figure out where everybody is.
Or bring one instead of 20.
Oh, right. Well, that's
you know,
the other part.
Get them spread out properly and make sure we dispatch them properly.
Okay, so that's part of also of the plan.
That's, yeah. That's we are... trying to make this plan into a Swiss Army knife of
everything. That's a great description. Yeah. Well, you know, you live in Weaverville, and you've built your house, and I don't know, you're not off the grid, but you're kind of up there. And so you've been affected by fires up at, you know, Mount Bali and, or what is it called?
Weaver Bali.
Yeah, Weaver Bali. Yeah. And, you know, on so many levels. So this has been, you know, you grew up in this. So it's really great that you get to be the general.
Yeah. I mean, fires up here are just, they happen. They happen all the time. So it's not a matter of, you know, if. It's a matter of when, where, and are we going
to
be ready.
Are we going to be able to mitigate it as much as possible? So, but the idea of being able to start clearing out, not relying on the state, they have the county and the city kind of working together to get rid of all as much fuel as we possibly can.
Right.
Put that fire break around the city and just do everything you possibly can so if the fire does hit, that we can throw a lot of resources into an area because we don't have to worry about all the areas
right.
at one time.
Yeah, and by keeping Reading energized during these events, that helps CAL FIRE and all the other responders. I mean, if you black out Reading during these things,
oh my gosh.
It would be chaos. And we do, you know, elderly and there's a lot of vulnerable populations. You can't just, especially in the middle of summer, it could be very, very bad. So we need to keep the lights on. And so we're coming up with any and every way to reasonably keep the lights on and keep people safe.
The and we talked about the rates here, and I'm switching things because I think people need to understand because they're about, oh, my electric rates. Well, our electric rates haven't gone up.
Your rates haven't gone up. They won't go up in 2020. In 2021, the council in the budget process or budget approval they just did, it allows for a 2% rate increase in 2021, basically an inflationary rate increase. And that's all our future rate increases appear at this point to be inflationary in nature. But one of the things to realize, I mean, from mid-2017 to 18, in 12-month period, our customers saved $50 million compared to paying PG&E bills. That's each year. And this year is going to actually be more. We haven't done the calculation yet.
It was PG&E spiking.
$50 million, for perspective, would fund the entire police department and fire department for a year. That is the difference in your electric bill for RU and your electric bill for PG&E.
I'm wondering when people buy their homes, you know, in real estate, if in the listing they put RU.
They do put signs up sometimes. I've seen the real estate signs.
Right. On RU. And that would make a difference for me right now if I were buying, like, are you PG&E?
PG&E also is, they're getting ready to put another hike on this. Is this correct? I mean, are you talking to me kind
of
beside
that?
This could really, this is really going to hurt people.
Yeah, they've got definitely more for the wildfire stuff that they're doing. They're going to be adding more, and then also some other rate increases they already had. And I do want to just clarify, PG&E workers are awesome people.
It's got nothing to do with that.
Those guys are awesome.
Right.
They have a very tough challenge with the way their system is built and spread out and just how their resources are. We are very fortunate to have a publicly owned utility in a great city.
And like you said, it's a 60-mile.
Yep, 60 square miles.
60 square miles as opposed to the whole state or half the state.
I mean, yeah, on a high fire threat, we could stick an air bomber in the air and circle the city till the threat's over. You know, I mean, we could do so many different things that they couldn't do. I mean, they buy helicopters, which we don't do. But, you know, we can be creative, and we can come up with ways to keep the power.
Wouldn't that be nice? It's just you have a helicopter that go down there and pop into the into Whiskey Town, run right back in here and be back in 4 minutes.
Right.
And then dump 800 gallons of water on something.
Yeah, because, I mean, shutting off the power for PG&E and for RU is quick. We can do it very quickly. It's the turning back on that's a real pain in the butt because that takes days. It can take days because we have to go look at the lines if it's been off a certain period of time. So you have to go look at each line physically. So that's why when PG&E shuts off, it could take days to get it back on.
Okay.
So.
Wow. Dan Beans, thank you so much for being with us, Dan.
Thanks for having me.
And, you know, I'm feeling a sense of confidence that we're addressing this. So snowstorms or fire that we're taking measures, big measures, to keep our community safe and keep our power on, which is a big thing. And I think we're real fortunate here.
And remember, today is D-Day, and tonight Carl and I will be at the Eaton Barron House at 6 p.m., we will have Arch Pugh talking about what D-Day is about. I'll be singing. There'll be a flag presentation Actually, 48 Star Flag, as Alaska and Hawaii were not yet stated. This is going to be a really nice night. A dedication and a plaque honor will be awarded tonight. And it's right.
It's at 7 p.m.
Oh, wow. Okay, 7 p.m.
It's 7 to 8, and please join us out there. And remember, so we, as we have a ceremony commemorating the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And Dan Beans, let's hope we don't have to have a D-Day around here again during fire or snow season.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta.